Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Deans with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries, along with the Life Support Outreach Church and our prayer room ministry. I'm so delighted tonight to be back on our radio broadcast for our Praise, Prayer, and Prophecy Hour. I just give God reverence who is my life, to Apostle Deans in his absence, and to each one of you, my brothers and sisters in Christ. I just thank and praise God for this opportunity on tonight. Hallelujah. For our Praise, Prayer, and Prophecy Hour, just our prayer meeting. I'm just going to say our prayer meeting. I just thank God on tonight, for he is good and his mercy endureth forever. I thank God on tonight. We're going to get ready to have a short devotion, and we're going to have a song, a scripture, and a prayer. We're going to have a scripture, a song, and a prayer. Scripture reading will be coming from Psalm 66. Make a joyful noise unto God, all ye lands. Sing forth the honor of his name. Make his praise glorious. Say unto God, how terrible art thou in thy works. Through the greatness of thy power shall thy enemies submit themselves unto thee. All the earth shall worship thee and shall sing unto thee. They shall sing to thy name. Come and see the works of God. He is terrible in his doing toward the children of men. He turned the sea into dry land. They went through the flood on foot. There did we rejoice in him. He ruleth by his power forever. His eyes behold the nation. Let not the rebellious exalt themselves. Oh, bless our God, ye people, and make the voice of his praise to be heard, which holdeth our soul in life, and suffer not our feet to be moved. For thou, O God, hast proved us. Thou hast tried us as silver as silver is tried. Thou broughtest us into the net. Thou laidest affliction upon our lawns. Thou hast caused men to ride over our heads. We went through fire and through water, but thou bringest us out into a wealthy place. I have just read you from Psalm 66, from the first verse to the 12th verse. May God richly add a blessing to the doers of his most holy word. We're going to have a song.
And you be every hour most gracious God. Oh, yeah, the voice like thine can be a force. I need thee. Oh, I need thee. Every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. I need thee. Oh, I need thee. Every hour and minute I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. Say, I need thee.
I need thee. Oh, I need thee.
Every
hour I need
thee. Oh,
bless.
Let
me know my Savior. I
come
to thee.
want to declare it one more time.
Come humbly before your throne of grace, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, Father, that we committed against you in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we come right now just confessing and repenting, asking for forgiveness and cleansing through the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ on tonight. God, I come right now, God, asking you to strengthen me now, God. I ask you tonight, God, to move me from myself. Let Deborah decrease and let the Holy Ghost increase and just minister to us through our praise, prayer, and prophecy hour. God, you know everything, God. You know all about everything, Lord. I'm asking you tonight to take over, Holy Spirit, and take control tonight. Lord, I ask you to strengthen my body today. Strengthen me now, God. Give me tenacity, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, I ask you right now, God, to send your anointing tonight, God. Send your anointing, Father. Send your anointing right now. Let your power fall in this in the midst, God. Just let your power fall tonight, God. I can't do nothing by myself, Lord. And it's only you that can do this, Holy Spirit. I'm asking you tonight to let your power fall, God. And let your anointing fall, God. And Lord, I ask you to send miracles on tonight. And I ask you to send healing tonight. And in the mighty name of Jesus, I ask you to lift us up tonight, God. And in the name of Jesus, I'm asking you, God, in the name of Jesus, to turn every mistake that we made into a miracle, God. In the name of Jesus, every negative thing, God, turn it into a blessing, God. In the name of Jesus, I'm asking you to take over, Lord, and take over, Holy Spirit, and take control on tonight. And I give it all to you, Lord. And I surrender everything, Lord. And I surrender all of it to you, Lord, and in the name of Jesus. I don't know nothing. I don't have anything of myself. Everything belongs to you. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. In the mighty name of Jesus, I'm asking you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, to look down and have mercy. Lord, send your grace tonight. Send your favor tonight. Send your mercy tonight, God. In the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you and I ask all these things. I bind the strong man right now, God. I bind up the strong man right now. I bind you up tonight, hallelujah. I bind the strong man tonight. I bind every witch. I bind up every warlock, every wizard, every psychic, every evil spirit, every familiar spirit, every demon on assignment. Your assignment is canceled right now. I bind you up right now. I cast you out. I command you to go in Jesus' name. Father, I thank you. And I ask all these things in your name. Amen, amen, amen. So let it be. Hallelujah. I just give all praise and glory to the Lord on tonight. I just thank him for me being on tonight. I don't feel the best, but you know what? I don't worry about it. Whatever the Holy Spirit going to do, the Holy Spirit going to do. I just give God praise and glory tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. And I thank God tonight. God is such a good God, and he's so worthy to be praised. You know, this is a testimony part of this praise, prayer, and prophecy hour. If you have a testimony tonight, this is the time to testify. But, you know, God has been so good to me. He's been good to me. But I thank him on today for building a hedge of protection around me. I thank God for all that he does for me. I thank God on tonight. I just thank God. Hallelujah. You know what? The devil think he got some and doing some, but the devil is a lie. In the name of Jesus, he can't touch me. He can't touch me. I belong to God. I'm the temple of the Almighty God. So I don't care what he try to do and what he try to say. I'm stepping on his head right now in the name of Jesus, because I ain't letting him make me run to the bed and all this kind of stuff. I don't complain when I know that God walks with me, or I walks with God. However you want to put it, you know, we together. And I thank God, hallelujah, for his goodness. I thank God on tonight for his greatness. I thank him for lifting me up. I thank God for when an enemy come in like a flood, God lifts up a standard. He raised up a standard against him in the name of Jesus. I thank God on tonight. I don't care what the enemy try to do. You can't got no power. You don't have power. God gave me the power to tread over serpents and scorpions tonight and every night in the name of Jesus. And so I just want to testify tonight how good God is. I don't care what the enemy say and what he does. Here I am. And I got God, and that's enough. That's enough. God is enough. I don't need nothing else but God. That's who all I need. I need God Hallelujah. And so I just thank God on tonight in the name of Jesus because he's been so good to me. He's been good to me, y'all. He's been good to me, y'all. And I can't stop thanking and praising him. I can't stop giving him the glory tonight. I just can't stop praising God. I just can't stop praising him because he's been so good and he's been so kind. He's been so just, God is just a good God. He a righteous God. Hallelujah. And I thank him on tonight. I thank him for how he watched over me all night, over me and my family, my husband, all night last night and early this morning, 3 o'clock, he woke me up, gave me a mind to pray. And I thank God for it. I thank God for it. I give him praise and glory. And I had a sound mind. He gave me a sound mind with all the activities of my limb. I ain't talking about just my hand or my feet or my eye or my finger. All the activities of my limbs. And I thank God. I don't take it for granted. I don't take that for granted. I don't take it for granted. God's been good to me. And I thank God on tonight. I thank him on tonight. I just give God praise. And I give him glory on tonight. My testimony is that he woke me up this morning, and that's enough. My testimony is that I have God, and he's enough. I thank God on tonight. For each and every one of you on tonight, I thank God how he covered you tonight. I thank God. God is such a good God, and he's so worthy to be praised on tonight. Amen. If anyone have a testimony tonight, this is your time. We can't give God no power. I mean, we can't give the enemy no power. We can't give him no power. God gave us the power. Mm-mm. He ain't nothing. He ain't got nothing. Mm-mm.
Hi, Apostle Dr. Deborah.
Yes, ma'am. How you doing?
I'm fine. I just want to give God honor and glory in the name of our Lord and his Christ and just honor you, Apostle Dr. Deborah Deans and Apostle Ed Deans and the End Time Men and Women of War. I just thank God for all the ministries. I thank God for the kingdom. I thank God for another day of life. And, you know, I could just sit up and just, you know, just count my blessings. You know, and I'm just asking that you all pray myself and the Lord that I can keep, you know, just stay on the battlefield for the Lord and just be used by God. And I'm learning I have to let go of some constraints and what I thought was my boundary. The Lord might, like I remember you just saying to us about a month ago, that God will stretch us. And when you share and impart that wisdom, you know, it helps when it feel like, you know, like this too much, Lord. And then I heard the wisdom saying, the Lord may do that. He may stretch you. It may feel uncomfortable, but be equipped and qualified because of the Holy Spirit and just because of the love of God. I can't even take that because I would have wrote my own self off a long time ago. Not because I feel like I do so much bad or anything. It's just, I just think, I know God is just so holy. Jehovah God is just so holy.
Yeah.
And you just try to measure up. And even if you live it, you know, it's like the work, it must be done. And when God sends you in and he trusts you with his people, I just realize the brevity of life and how serious that matter is. Because we know about the soul. And ministering to others and also knowing and recognizing when others are in our lives to minister and to bless us. And I just thank God for not letting me miss him in certain ways, you know. And I'm just praying that I can just stay the course and I'm just humbling myself, trying to get to a better and more obedient state. Because the blessings, like the stakes are high, but the blessings are just as beautiful and wonderful. And I just thank God for you all. Just be encouraged. And thank you for everything. And I will pray your strength. I hate to hear, you know, you're not feeling well. but I just pray that God will just protect you from all demonic opposition and attack. And I pray that you will pray for me and my family as well.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Prophetess. And praise the Lord. We just thank Prophetess for that awesome testimony. You know, right now is a time that God, we shouldn't veer off the course. We can't veer off the course. The devil, as soon as you veer off, the devil try to snatch you up. Don't veer off the course. You got to stay the course. You got to stay aligned in God. You got to do this. You can't, you got to stay the course. I'm telling you. Because God is looking and God is watching and he's taking names. He's writing things down. I know we're not perfect, but we need to be striving to get as perfect as we can, as close to perfect as we can. God is a holy God, and he wants us to live and be holy. You know, I don't care what people say. Oh, she this and she thinks she that. And she ain't no more than God called me to be. I'm just what he called me to be. And I'm going to try my best to live as holy as God will allow me to live. Hallelujah, because it's either holiness or hell. Ain't no in between this. It ain't no in between. You either hot or you cold, because God will spew you out. You can't live any kind of way and think you're going to be close to God, because you're not. This is the word of the Lord. We got to get in alignment and stay there in alignment with God. We got to do it. We got to do it, because these times are coming. This is what I'm trying to say. He's coming. We better get ready. He coming. He coming back. He on his way back. And we can't let him find us with our work undone. We can't let him find us all undone. We cannot. We got to stay the course. And that probably was my sermon for Sunday. But it's okay. He'll give me something else. We got to do this thing. Because God is looking, and he watching, and he taking names. And I'm telling y'all, I mean, I might not feel the best today, but I ain't going to let this body and no demon stop me for giving God the praise. He going to get the praise if I can't do nothing but wave my hand. He's going to get the praise on tonight. Because this is the praise, prayer, and prophecy hour. And even if I won on here, I would be praising and praying anyway. God is a good God. And he's worthy to be praised. We just thank Prophetess Harris for that awesome testimony. I'm going to play a song. And if somebody else want to testify. Amen. So what happened to the song, y'all? You know what? I just bind up the enemy on tonight. What is it? It's okay.
You thought I was worth saving. You came and changed my life. You thought I was worth keeping. You cleaned me up inside. You thought I was exactly.
Yes, God. Thank you, Lord.
So you sacrificed your life so I could be right, so I could be whole, so I can tell everyone I know. You came.
Yes, God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, God.
You cleaned me up.
You cleaned me up inside.
You thought I was
a devil.
You sacrificed
my soul.
If I could be
free, I can be
Telling you, he thought we was worthy enough to die for us. I just thank God. Hallelujah. 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 He didn't have to do it, but he did. Hallelujah. And I give him praise on tonight. I give him glory. Hallelujah. He thought we was worthy enough to die for us. We ain't worthy. Hallelujah. 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 God sent the Father sent his only begotten Son. Hallelujah. To die for us. Every one of our hangups, I thank God on tonight. He didn't have to do this. He could have come down. He laid his life now for us. And I thank God on tonight. Is there any more testimonies? Amen. Does anybody want to pray tonight?
I want to pray.
Okay, baby. You can pray.
Is there any specific prayer request?
Me. I want prayer for myself.
Oh, okay.
Can I pray as well?
Yes, ma'am, you can. When she finished, you can join right in.
Dear Heavenly Father, I just thank you, Jehovah God, for another day of life. I thank you for all that you do, all that you've done, and all that you will do to bless your people and people just all over the world, Lord. I just want to pray that you will forgive me of all my sins and cleanse me from all unrighteousness, Lord, creating me a clean heart and renew a right spirit, Lord God. And I just pray for grace and mercy, Father God. And, Lord, some of us need you for one thing while others need you for something else, Lord God. But I just want to adore you, Jehovah God, for all your majesty, all your power, all of your glory. You're most beneficent and you are all-knowing. And I just thank you, Lord, for my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and his atoning shed blood on the cross, on Calvary's cross. He died for the sins of the whole world that we may be saved, those that would. And, Lord, I just pray for people all over the world, Lord God. I pray for every state, every country, every city, Lord God, especially the United States of America. I pray for the White House, the UN. Lord God, I pray for people that are over in different parts of the world who are representing us as ambassadors, as military and Homeland Security, Lord God. I just pray for my family, Lord. I pray for myself, Lord. I pray for this, my family right here, my church family, Lord God, the End Time Men and Women of War. Lord, I pray for Apostle Dr. Deborah Dean, Lord. I just bind up the spirit of infirmity, Lord God, not only for her, but her husband and all of us, Lord, because we all have been through so much, Lord. And I pray that you will bind up anything as we minister in the highways and byways of life, that you, as we endeavor to bless others and bless other families, Lord, you give us the right to love and bless our own families, Lord. And I pray that when we bind up these spirits, Lord, that they won't come revisit, that they won't come and circle around to our families, and they cannot circle around for us. We don't want it bouncing from one person to the other, one family to the other, one ministry to the other. We want it cast down here now and forevermore. I pray that you will help us to walk in our apostolic and prophetic anointing in the power and dominion as never before, oh God. And I just thank you for healing and resurrection power. And I thank you that I'm doing as well as I am, Lord God. And I just cast all our cares upon you, Lord, because you know what we have need of, Father God. And you're able to do exceedingly abundantly above what we can ask or think. And I pray that you will break every chain, break every yoke, oh God, of the enemy trying to put us in bondage. Lord God, break the yoke and set the captive free, oh God. I pray that we will succeed. Hallelujah, that we will prevail. Let our angels prevail in strength and be encamped all around us, warring on behalf of your kingdom, oh God. And I pray that our lives will reflect the glory and the light and the authenticity that other folk can know that they ain't good enough, that you love them, that you can help them rebound and restore and regenerate and redo things, Lord. And I just thank you, and I just pray for my family, my church family, Lord God, back in St. Louis and all over this nation and world. And I just thank you for possibly the devil, Lord, for all for her support for my personal ministry, Acts of Love Ministries International, and for just helping me to learn how to walk in my prophetic and apostolic anointing and my calling, Lord God. And I thank you for her family embracing me and praying for me so much so I've been able to visit my own family. And I take it not for granted because it's been so long, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the love that you showered down on me. Thank you for using me, even though I don't feel like I'm all together up to part, wondering if I could get it back together again. But, Lord, you know it's all for your kingdom and it's all for your glory, Lord. And I just thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. I'm sorry. Give me 1 second. I'm trying to wait for the noise to calm down. Okay. Most gracious and everlasting Father, Lord God, come to you as humble as I know how, Father God. Thank you for everything that you have done for us, God. Thank you for waking us up this morning and starting us on our way. Thank you for putting food on our table and clothes on our back and shoes on our feet, Father. Thank you for a roof over our head, Lord God. Thank you for transportation, Lord God. Thank you for whatever money we have coming in, Lord God. Father God, we thank you for breath in our body. We thank you for covering us while we slept last night, Father God, and waking us up, Lord God. We thank you that we didn't get no bad calls during the night. And if we did, Lord God, if anybody did, Father God, we pray that you mend the broken heart, Lord God. But, Father God, we come to you right now. Thank you for all the activities of our limbs, Lord. And thank you that we can see, breathe, smell. Father God, we can think on our own, Father God, and we thank you for that, Lord God. Father God, we ask that you please forgive us for every known and unknown sin we've committed in our lives, Lord God. If we hurt or offended you or Jesus or the Holy Spirit in any kind of way, Father, please forgive us, Lord God. Father God, please forgive us for our shortcomings, Father. We're not perfect. We strive to be, Lord God. So please forgive us, Father God, when we fall short. Father God, if we've taken anything for granted, God, please forgive us, Father God. Please forgive us if our children taking anything for granted. Forgive us for not teaching them when we were supposed to, Lord God. But, Father God, right now we come to you right now binding up the strong man, Father. We plead the blood of Jesus against him right now, Father God, and we pray that you command him to go out of this place, out of our lives, Father God, out of our mind, Father God. He have no victory, Father God, and we pray that you bind him up and cast him out right now, Father God, back to the pits of hell where he came from, Father. We bind up every witch, every demon, every warlock, every wizard, every psychic, every marriage-breaking spirit, Lord God. We bind up every incubus and succubus, Father God. Every demon, everything that's not like you, Father God, we pray that you bind it up right now, God. And we plead the blood of Jesus against it, Father God. They cannot have us. They cannot have our children. They cannot have our husbands. They can't have our family members. They can't have nobody, Father God. So we pray and we plead the blood of Jesus against them. And we pray that you cast them out and command them to go, Father God. You say in your word, whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And Father God, you also say in your word, suffer a witch not to live, Father. So we pray that you begin to kill them dead. Right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God, everything that's doing something that don't got nothing to do with you, God, begin to kill them dead. Wipe them out right now in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God. Father God, we pray for the people that's sleeping on the street or sleeping in their cars, Father God, the people that don't have any food. They might have roof over their head, but they probably don't have nothing to eat. Father God, we pray that you begin to just bless the people, God. Bless this nation, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray that you begin to just move on their behalf, Lord God. They need you, God. Sick, Father God. We bind up every diabetic, Father God, every diabetic disease, Father God, we bind up every HIV, Father God. We bind up AIDS, Father God. We bind up coronavirus, Father God. We bind up all these diseases, Father God. And we pray that you remove them out of our lives, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we know you can do it, God. We trust you and we have faith that you can move for us, Father God. We pray healing over this nation, over your land. We pray for deliverance. We pray for miracles, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father God. We pray for our friends and our family and our enemies, God. Please bless them, Lord God. Please bless even the people that don't need us no no good, Father God, that try to that
yes,
talk
Lord.
About us behind our back, violent our face,
yes,
Father God. We pray that you bless them, Lord God. Bless
yes,
them,
Lord.
Father, in the mighty
yes,
name
yes.
of Jesus, Father God.
Yes,
then, Father God, I pray that you begin to touch my granny, God. Touch her from the top of
yes,
her head
Lord.
to the soles of her feet, Father God. And I pray
yes,
that you work
Lord.
On her and move all through her body, inside and out, Father
yes,
God.
Jesus.
In the mighty name of Jesus,
yes,
whatever
God.
It is she's going
Lord.
Through, we speak healing
yes,
over
God.
Her life right now. In the
yes,
mighty name
Lord.
Of Jesus, Father
yes,
God,
Jesus.
We know you can do it. Father God, we bind up whatever
yes,
demon is trying to attack her,
yes,
Father God.
God.
Whatever witch that's trying
yes,
to attack her, Father God, we
yes,
pray that you begin
Lord.
To kill them dead right now. In the mighty
yes,
name
Lord.
Of Jesus, die and go
thank
to hell
you,
right now. In the
yes,
mighty
Jesus.
Name of Jesus, Father God,
yes, Lord,
begin
Jesus.
To bless her, Father God. Bless her
yes,
life, Lord God. Bless her when she
comes,
Father God. Bless
yes,
her when she comes, Lord God. In the mighty
yes,
name of Jesus,
Jesus.
We pray, God.
In the name
Father
of
God,
Jesus.
And we come to you, Father
Hallelujah.
God, just reverencing your name, God. We love you so
yes,
much,
Lord.
God.
Yes,
we love
Jesus.
You, God.
Yes,
we
Jesus.
Lift your name
yes,
up on high, God,
God,
because you
yes,
are good
Lord. Hallelujah.
To me, Father God.
Yes,
you
yes,
are so
God.
Good
Hallelujah.
To me, Father God. I
yes,
love you,
God.
God.
Thank you, Jesus.
I love you, God.
Yes,
I sing
Lord.
Hallelujah
yes.
to your name, God.
Hallelujah.
You have kept me,
yes,
Father
Jesus.
God, in everything,
you,
in every way you kept
yes,
me, Father
Lord.
God.
Hallelujah.
And I said, thank you.
Thank you.
I thank you, God,
thank
for
you,
just being our Father,
you,
God, for me. And if you don't
thank
do nothing
you,
else, God, you've done enough
yes,
for
God.
Me, Father.
Yes,
you've
God.
Done
Hallelujah.
Enough, God.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
In my life,
Hallelujah.
God, for I want to please, Father.
Hallelujah.
I want to please
Hallelujah.
You.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus'
thank you, Jesus.
Name. God, I love
yes,
you, God. God. I just can't say that enough,
yes,
God.
Jesus.
I love you
yes,
so much, God.
Yes, Jesus.
Like the songwriter
yes,
said, I blow kisses to you, Father God.
Yes,
I
kiss
your feet, Father God, if I could,
yes,
God,
Lord.
Because you are
Hallelujah.
Just that good, Lord. In
yes,
Jesus'
God.
Name,
Hallelujah.
I pray. We thank you, God. Thank you for covering us. Thank you for covering my baby, God.
Thank
you for teaching us, God. We
yes,
pray
God.
That you
yes,
touch
Lord.
The bereaved family, Father God. The people that
yes,
love somebody, Father God.
Mend yes,
their
God.
Hearts,
Hallelujah.
Lord God. Let
yes,
them know
God.
It's going to be all right, Father God.
Yes, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
These are all the things I ask in your son Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes,
yes,
thank and praise God tonight.
Yes.
Hallelujah. I do feel better. I thank and praise God, y'all. I feel better now. I know God is a good God. I know he's a healing God. And I don't care what the enemy try. I had to pray for some people. I had to take on a fight with the enemy. So I knew, you know, attacks was coming. But, you know, God didn't give us a spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind. So, you know, y'all just keep praying for me because I'm going to get through this. I ain't worried about it. I'm not worried about it. God is a good God, and his word, when I tell you that word, when that word come with that anointing, it come to heal, deliver, and set free. So I'm healed, I'm delivered, and I'm set free. In the name of Jesus, I just thank God on tonight. God want us to keep on praying. See, this is a time. See, so many things happening in the world. We in it, but we not of it. And so God want us to, we got to double down on praying and fasting and stuff. We got to look beyond this stuff, what's going on, all this stuff that's going on around us. Hallelujah. God ain't going to let it touch us. But we got to keep on praying, stand before the Lord. This is a time. Because if you don't, judgment will come. Judgment will come. And right now, God want us just to stay before him. Just pray, you know, read, study, stay in his face, stay around him, walk with him. You know, walk with God. Walk with it. Ask God to walk with you. Hallelujah. Daily. Hallelujah. So you can get through the days and stay prayerful and mindful that the Spirit of the Lord is right there. Hallelujah. And know that he's around you. Hallelujah. And when you lonely and get and don't have nobody to talk to the Holy Ghost. Talk to the Holy Spirit. He'll talk back to you. He'll talk right back to you. You need to do that. Hallelujah. God is a good God tonight. And he's worthy to be praised on tonight. I hear the Lord say it's mind over matter tonight. He might be even talking to me. He says it's this mind over matter. I'm picking up some stomach problems tonight. And God want me to encourage somebody. Just stay encouraged. God's still with you. He says sometimes you have to encourage yourself. But he's still right there. His promises is good. He's going to make every promise. He's not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. You know if he said it, he's going to do it. Hallelujah. And you know, I know I'm in warfare right now. But you all are in warfare as well. You know, you gotta stay ready for battle. In order to stay ready for battle, you gotta stay in your prayer posture, stay in your prayer mode, be in your prayer posture at all times, because you don't know when that prayer gonna have to come up and come out. You gotta stay in your prayer posture, stay before the Lord. And don't doubt him. I don't care what it looks like, stop doubting God. This ain't the time to doubt God. We need God so bad right now. All these things that people over us have ruled over us, making decisions and all this kind of stuff. Honey, we don't need nobody but God. We need to keep our eyes focused on the Lord. Keep our eyes focused on God. Walk in him and walk with him. I hear the Lord say, I'm healed by the blood of the Lamb and the words of my testimony. I'm healed by the blood of the Lamb and the words of my own testimony. We better than blessed. He wants us to pray for each other. I hear the Lord say something about a substitute. I don't know what that's about. The Spirit of the Lord. I hear him say, draw nearer to him. I know that. This is what I'm telling you all. We got to draw near to God, right? You know, we need to be making it a habit to draw closer and nearer to God. Closer. Walk with God, a closer walk with God. I'm telling you, this is the time, because, honey, we don't know what's going to happen in these last days. Hallelujah. We around here in these days. We better learn how to get on Niue Station and call on the name of the Lord. He is watching us. He's listening for our cries. He wants us to pray. He wants us to fast. He see what we're doing. Hallelujah. I feel like I ain't doing enough. I try to pray all the time, every chance I get, and I still feel like I ain't up there yet. I need to be up on him all the time. Hallelujah. As much as I can. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we got to be careful about sin in. We got to be the willful sin, the sin that you just do it because you want to do it. You got to watch it. I'm telling you, you got to repent too. But you got to watch that. I hear the Lord say a willful sin. I'm just saying what I hear. I can't say what I don't hear because I don't know what I'm talking about. People that need to talk. You all, when you feel like somebody need to talk about things, this is a ministry. You help people. Be a listener. Be a listener. Somebody pulling on my spirit. I don't know who it is. But Prophetess Harris, I hear the Lord say you have a choice and you need to choose. You have a choice. Prophet Moore, he said you're going through stages. You're going from one. Well, I just say this, you're going from grace to grace. You're going from one stage to another. That's this, can elevation come from above? It comes from above, elevation. I feel so much better. A prophet Sadler, he said, put it all in his hand. I can hear that song. Mm-hmm. Whatever it is, put it in his hand. He said something about a repeat. I'm hearing repeat. And I just want to encourage each one of you that the Lord loves you. God love y'all so much. Just know that God love you. And you got to love God. You got to love each other to please God. That's what we're here for his purpose. For his service, to service him, to please him. We want to keep every member prayed for. We want to pray for every member of this church and this ministry. We need to keep them in prayer. We need to keep them lifted up before the Lord. See, God let me know, I don't care how many come on the radio broadcast or the Facebook Live. I'm always encouraged. I'm encouraged because I've been on this broadcast when nobody was on but me and God. So I'm encouraged all the time. If don't nobody come on, I just thank God for allowing me to come on. And if I come on, he got the angels right there listening. He let me know that, and I thank him. I thank God. But we want to pray for our members that they would come on. It's not just to support me, but it's for their own good. Because when you are part of something and you're not supporting it, God watching every little thing that we do, everything that we do, and do it in the name of the Lord, God looking at that, because we ain't doing it in his name. We have to be careful. You just can't do like you want to do. You got to do the right thing. I thank God tonight. I thank God, and listen, I feel so much better. I thank God for the prayer. I thank God for the prayer. I thank God, hallelujah. I feel better, hallelujah. I feel better, hallelujah. I give God all the praise on tonight. I'm getting right in that bed when I get off of here too. But I thank and praise God. I'm not gonna go any further with it because I feel a pulling on my spirit. And it's okay. It's okay. It's okay. But I'm just gonna let the Holy Spirit have his way whenever I get back on her Sunday, I guess, and however he wants to do it, even if I have to prophesy. He can use me in that. However he wants to do it, it's fine with me. But right now, I'm just, I'm going to let it go. I'm going to leave it alone right now. I just need you all to stay focused and stay in line with God. I get so many, I've been getting a lot of things going on, especially since I've been coming on the Facebook Live, and then I took on something that I had to pray for somebody. And once I got on Facebook Live, I got a lot of incoming influxion of people wanting to follow me. Some I allowed to follow me and some I didn't. It was about 6 to 8 men sent me a request to follow me, and I just deleted them. Each one of them, because I could see who they were. So I deleted them. It was a couple of white women, white young ladies wanting to follow me. You know, if the Lord told me to leave them there, I did. But, you know, I still got to stay covered under the blood of Jesus because I'm not afraid of them, and they know it. I ain't afraid of nobody. I don't fear nobody but God. What can man do unto me that God can't handle? I'm telling you, the weapon may form, but it will not prosper. So I'm not weary. I'm not weary. I just thank you all for the prayers that you pray for me. I thank God for that tonight. So I'm not going to hold you all. Sunday is first Sunday. We have communion. And tomorrow we have children's church. I don't know if Prophetess Sally going to be able to do it. But if she doesn't, because today her birthday, if she doesn't, then Prophetess Martin will do it. But I'll be at work tomorrow, so I won't be able to get on. So you all have to take care of that. So God bless each one of you on tonight. God bless you all. And Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to cover each one of them in the shed blood of Jesus. Encamp your angels all around about them to protect them and their families right now, God. I ask you right now, God, to lead them and guide them in the way that you would have them to go in the name of Jesus, and bless their homes and their vehicles. And Lord, bless your people all over this earth, God. Keep your people covered all over this earth, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I just thank you for this opportunity to be on the radio broadcast while our prayer meeting on tonight, God. I thank you for the healing me, God, touching my body. I thank you on tonight. Father, I just pray and I ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen, amen, amen. And so let it be. You all have a good rest of the night, and God bless you. I'll be right back on here Sunday for our Sunday worship at 12:30 Central, 1:30 Eastern. God bless you. I love y'all. Have a good night. God bless.
Love you.
Good night.
God bless you.
Amen.
Love you too.
Good night.
Love you too. Good night.
Amen. Love you.
I bless you. Why y'all started doing this like this?
Uh-uh.